1480 WABF, and good morning, and I'm joined by Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollingshead. Good morning, Chief. How are you?
Good morning.
So how are things going in Fairhope this morning?
Everything's wonderful. As we were just previously talking, I was running a little late this morning because we had school traffic. As everybody knows, Twin Beach is shut down for doing some construction out there and some improvement. So the police department's been working really hard to try to get that traffic in and get it out in the afternoon. So we've had to tweak things a little bit. But everybody, I mean, the community has been great. We haven't had a whole lot of complaints. So I'm hoping everything just continues to rock on.
Well, to address that, Wednesday morning when school started and I came in to work this morning, I live right behind Old Time Feed, which is just down the road from it. And the traffic was backed up Wednesday morning all the way to my entrance, all the way to on one lane of 98 heading into the school. Traffic was all the way backed up in front of my exit to get out onto the road. So, like, wow, that's, you know, traffic is crazy. And this morning, at the same time, there was almost no traffic there.
Yeah.
So y'all have done a great job of moving people in and out. I don't know what adjustments you made, but you can tell that you made considerable adjustments from Wednesday.
Yes.
So.
Well, thank you for that. And we did. The first day of school is always hectic. We always expect the, you know, absolute worst, that it's going to be backed up to, you know, from one end to the other. So usually by the time the first day is over with, our second and third day, we've been able to tweak it just a little bit and get those vehicles in and out. So I'm glad to hear that this morning. I was on the backside, so I didn't get to see Greeno. I didn't make it that far.
Mm-hmm.
The men and women have done a great job.
They have. Like I said, it was a night and day difference. And I know that part of that was that first day of school and everybody coming in at the same time, and that sort of balances out. But this morning, like I said, I was looking for it. And I was like, where is everybody? There's nobody here. So that was good. Good job on y'all.
Oh, thank you. Next week's going to be even better. So
okay.
That we saw a few little things this morning that we need to tweak for Monday morning that's going to make things run even smoother. So we'll have it down pat come Monday.
Okay. Well, speaking of this weekend, we have Tropical Storm Fred potentially coming up. Right now it's just Tropical Depression. Tropical who knows what Fred is really what the weather people are saying, because they don't know what it's going to do. So how are you preparing for that?
Well, you know, as a city as a whole, what we do is, you know, we come together and we plan, you know, what is the police department's responsibilities, what are the city utilities responsibilities. So that's the direction we're going in right now. We actually have a meeting today to discuss, you know, worst case scenario. If it gets here, this is what the plan is and this is what we're going to do. And, you know, we're always doing that. We're always planning for, you know, what could be, the what ifs. So that's the process that we're in right now. And, you know, just making sure that we have our supplies on hand, that we have our vehicles fueled, to make sure that, you know, we've got equipment spread around the city to be, you know, accessible when we need it. So those are the things that we're doing right now.
Yeah, as they say, you can't prepare for the unexpected. You can only prepare to be surprised.
I think Sally did that to us.
Yeah, yeah, and this is great preparation, kind of like a test run, I guess.
Absolutely,
you'd say.
And I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that we're kind of looking at too, is that we should treat every situation as a test run, and that, you know, it makes us better when something actually does happen and we're prepared.
Okay. So what else is going on?
So, you know, some of the other things that I wanted to bring up, you know, we had our back to school event right before school.
How did that go?
It went really well. We didn't have the participation that we normally would have, and I'm not really sure if that's because there's just so much already out there. So much, you know, aid for people to take advantage of. So we do have some supplies left over, some of our school supplies.
Okay.
And we actually, because of COVID, we were planning originally to go back to do our water slides. And I think had we done that, we would have had a really, really good turnout with the kids. But we did a drive-through where they were able to get all their school supplies, get the school uniforms, and get the things that they absolutely needed. So, but we do have a few things. We still have a lot. Well, I say a few things. We have some things left over. So if there's anyone out there that needs anything, if they'll just contact the police department and we'll make it arrangements and make it happen.
Okay. Now they just, do they just call the dispatcher?
Yeah,
or
they
is
can
there
just call the non-emergency number, which is 928-2385.
928-2385. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And anyone that answers the phone can lead them in the right direction.
Okay.
Okay. But we do. We have, we've got all the school supplies, and I'm not sure about school uniforms, but if there's someone who does need uniforms, they just let us know, and we'll do what we can to hook them up with the right person and see if there's anything left. And that, so, but, yeah, we talked about school, back to school traffic. Again, that's going really well. One of the things I attended yesterday, very excited, we have three brand new officers that graduated a 14-week police academy in Selma.
Okay, so help is on the way. Okay.
Correct. We've got three more that's joining our team, and we're very excited about that. So I do want to say congratulations to David Wynn, Thomas Repka, and Trace Busby. Those are the three that will be joining us. Hopefully, might even see them today. I'm not sure what their schedule is, but we're very excited to have them back and get them back to work.
Okay. It's always good to have fresh hands to help carry the load.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're actually hiring. We're still hiring right now.
Still hiring.
Yes.
Okay.
We have, we have corrections positions that are available, part-time corrections. We have full-time dispatch positions that we're taking applications for, and we're still taking applications for patrol. So if everyone, if anyone's interested or know anyone that's interested, go on to the City of Fairhope website. It's fairhopeal.gov, and you can apply there.
Okay. Now, what kind of background do folks need for those, and what kind of training do they need, and is training provided?
Well, training is provided. We are taking applications for certified and non-certified officers, which means if you're certified, even if you're in another state, you have to go to a three-week refresher course or lateral transfer, because if you're coming from another state,
find out what laws are different per state.
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. And then also for non-certified, we will send you through the 14-week academy. It's both our corrections. We train our correction officers, but again, we take experience and people who don't have experience in corrections and in dispatch. So it's on the job training.
Okay. Okay.
We had coffee with a cop this week. I actually did not make that meeting, but I followed up with Lieutenant Nolte to find out what exactly some of the things that they discussed. And there is a scam that's going on right now with Alabama Power.
Okay.
We want everyone to be aware of it. We did put that on our Facebook page. And what they're doing is they're calling people, telling them they're with Alabama Power, and they owe so much money, and if they don't pay it, they're going to have a warrant out, or they're maybe get arrested, or they're going to cut your power off. And we actually had one individual call the police department,
okay,
and speak with one of our employees and said, hey, you're fixing to lose your power. And she was like, do you know who you're calling? And when she looked at the address, and she told her, she said, oh, well, you're at the police department. And of course, she said some few ugly words, and she hung up on our employee. So, yeah, they don't even know who they're calling.
No,
but
we
just encourage people, if you get that, please don't give them any information. Just hang up on them. If you paid your bill or not. And Alabama Power, that's the one we're looking at we're seeing the most right now.
Well, I don't know of anybody who's ever been arrested for not paying their power bill.
Yeah.
I've heard of the power company coming in and shutting you off,
right,
and then putting in a claim, sending your power bill to collections when it wasn't paid, but they don't have you arrested for that.
Yeah.
So it's just the mindset of thieves.
If they get a hold of the right person on the phone who provides them with account information, it just takes one.
It just takes one to clean it out. Yeah.
And they come up with something new every single day, something to scam people out of money. So we just encourage, if you have a question about anything, please call us at the police department, and we'll look into it. We try to keep these things posted as we receive them on our Facebook, so that everyone knows kind of what's out there and what to be on the lookout for. Other than that, we have encourage everyone. I always mention this, and every time I come here, City Protect is a website where you can log on and you can view what kind of crimes are actually taking place in Fairhope. So it's cityprotect.com.
Cityprotect.com.
Mm-hmm. And you just log on. You put in the area code for Fairhope. It brings up. They pulled this information straight from our records management system, so it's up to date data daily. And okay. I think it takes it from the last 24 hours.
Okay.
The information. So we just always encourage people that if you want to stay in tune with what's going on in Fairhope, just especially with the police department, just click on that and you can kind of go in and see what the information and see what's going on in your neighborhood.
Okay.
Then also the other thing I like to always mention is if you have a surveillance camera at your residence, we encourage everyone to please go on to our website under the fairhopeal.gov, under the police department. There is a you can click on a little section there, and you can register your camera. Now, it does not give us access to your camera. We don't want access to your camera. All we want to know is who has a camera where.
Right.
And then that way we can call you and say, hey, we had something that took place maybe in your neighborhood or maybe nearby. Could you check your camera and see if you see anything?
Sure.
This has been a huge a breakthrough. It's a great tool for us to help us solve so many cases, and it has really helped us a lot. So we just always like to remind people we have that. Please go on there, register your camera, and then help us solve some crimes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I wholeheartedly get on board with this. Years ago, I had a burglar in my house. Mm-hmm. That broke in, stole a bunch of stuff, messed up things, messed up the locks in my house. And so I had to go through to all my neighbors and see if they had cameras, did you see anybody driving by, And a couple of them had cameras, and we were able to find the individual. We didn't have enough evidence to prosecute, but we at least found them.
Right.
And so, now it's like, y'all have my camera information. You've got my neighbor's camera's information and all like that. So, as I said, this is my personal testimony. If you're wondering at home, are they going to be watching through my camera all the time? No, they don't have time for that.
We don't. We have no desire.
but if there's a burglary in your neighborhood, you might be able to help catch a criminal simply by having the information on your camera that they can go back and check and get leads off of. So,
correct.
So that's, yes, call the chief. Get involved with this.
Yes, please do. It's been a wonderful tool for us to use. And everybody has cameras these days.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I think having cameras, too, is a deterrent to some of these criminals as well because they know that they're out there.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, I did not have a camera before that, but I've got one now.
Yeah. We have them as well. The other thing that we go over our stats.
Okay.
Our stats are for July. And let's see. First of all, the numbers I'm fixing to give you are for reports taken for the month of July. We had 15 harassments, 4 child abuse cases that we're currently working. And again, these are just reports that have been taken.
Okay.
Doesn't mean any arrests have been made at this point. We had 5 domestic violence reports, 1 burglary of a residence with force, 1 burglary of a residence, no force, 2 burglary non-residents with force, 3 burglary non-residents, no force. We had 2 burglaries of a vehicle, which is normally B&E, and 9 out of 10 times those vehicles are unlocked.
Okay, so again, lock your car.
Yes, just, lock your vehicle.
And don't leave guns in the car.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 2 auto thefts. We had 26 thefts reported, 2 shoplifting cases, 6 identity theft reports, 1 embezzlement, 6 criminal mischief, 17 drug reports, 1 indecent exposure, 1 sexual misconduct, 1 sex offense, 1 financial abuse of the elderly, 11 public intox, one resisting arrest, one giving false info to an officer. We had 56 failure to appear, and those are our warrants.
Okay.
Four disorderly conduct, 11 DUIs, and four leaving the scene of an accident. We also had 8 trespassing, 2 criminal littering, 2 failure to quarantine a dog or cat. And on our arrest, we had 5 harassment arrests, 5 domestic violence, 1 assault, 6 burglary, 2 thefts, 2 shoplifting, 5 criminal mischief arrests, 16 drug arrests, 12 public intox, 1 resisting arrest, 1 giving false information to an officer, 58 failure to appear, again, that's our warrants,
mm-hmm.
3 disorderly conduct, 11 DUIs, and 1 installing an eavesdropping device. So for the total month of July, we had 2,006 calls for service. We made 178 reports. Of those reports, we had 90 arrests and 130 charges. So, I mean, this is pretty average monthly. We've been holding around anywhere from 2,000 to 2,200 calls, and we're at the end of the summer, so this is pretty standard.
Okay.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing. So we stay pretty busy for a small town.
Yeah. Well, we're not as small as we used to
That's
be.
That's right. That's right.
Gosh, I remember when I was high school age, there was the increase in mischief went up during football season because kids running around, going to the local hangouts, going around after the game, running around on Friday and Saturday nights, doing stuff. How do y'all prepare for that? Or is that an issue around here?
Actually, this year what we did to help us out is we use our school resource officers in the summertime.
Okay.
They come out and we specifically put them in areas like that. The pier is a great hangout place for the kids.
That's true.
And we receive a lot of complaints, loud mufflers, radios booming. So we took them this year and concentrated on the areas that we knew that we would have probably that kind of activity.
Okay.
And, you know, we put them out there. They know the kids. They go to school with the kids. So they can go out, relate, and hang out with them. And it really helped us a lot this summer. So I think that is something that we'll probably, look into definitely doing every year. We use our SROs as extra, reinforcement during the summers when they're not in school. We actually have a traffic division now that puts more people on our day shift.
Okay.
Which, we have a lot of activity during the day. So having that extra presence during the day helps deter some of that.
Okay. Slow them down.
Absolutely.
Just seeing a police car can make everybody suddenly do 10 miles per hour under the speed limit.
Yes, it does. It helps.
Turn the radio down.
Yes, it helps. It definitely helps.
Okay. So, and having places for the kids to go, they can congregate at the pier. While they're at the pier, they're not getting into trouble, more or less. They're at a public place. They're not bothering anybody over there, aside from the noise. And
I was going to say, that's our biggest complaint. Uh-huh. They've got the big mufflers.
I hate those things. But
throw out a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest complaint that I get between, from the pier area, and downtown is the noise, that and the music.
Because the speakers are glaring on.
They
got the speakers that are set to 11.
Yes.
So yeah,
I don't know how as they get older, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to hear anything. Some of the things that I've come across. I have a 16 or 17 year old now, so I know exactly what what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my son's 35, and it gets better. It does get better. It's just a phase that they have to go through, and
absolutely.
Okay, be patient with them. They'll be fine. So. Yeah. Okay.
But that's pretty much all I have this morning. Everything's running smooth. Everything's going good. We're just getting ready for the weekend. Maybe, like I said, the storm and everything coming next week. And we're just getting prepared for that.
Okay. Well, y'all are doing a great job keeping the place safe. And
thank you.
And, we don't seem to have a lot of confrontation, it seems, that a lot of other municipalities have with their police force. Y'all seem like it's a good relationship, mm-hmm. between the population and the police. It
yes.
seems like we're you know, we've got your back, you've got ours kind of situation.
Well, we're very community oriented here. And I mean, we are blessed to be in the community that we're in. The men and women at the department are absolutely, top notch as far as I'm concerned. They do an outstanding job staying, you know, connected with our community. And, you know, you don't have that everywhere, but we are very blessed and very fortunate to be where we are.
Okay. Again, Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead, no S in there. And thank you for everything you've done. Good luck for this weekend. Yes. Y'all be safe and help keep us safe, I guess.
All right. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Thank you, Chief. Good morning. 1480 WABF. Here is Michael Bolton. How am I supposed to live without you?
Come and get it straight from you.